I got cleared medically by the specialist like 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I was good. Getting good. No, I wanted to play, but that's just the way it turned out this year.
That disappointing?
Yeah. You know, my job is to play, and, you know, I wanted to be here playing with my guys. You know, it's hard to, you know, be away when they're going through things that they went through. But that's how this thing turned out.
It had to be pretty major, though, for you to be out even the amount of weeks before your career.
Well, I mean, I'm good now. And, you know, I think I was on the way up and ready to come back. And it just didn't turn out that way.
Had you been through something like that?
No, it was my first concussion. So it's so subjective and different for each person. So just took just a little longer than I would have liked. But, you know, I wish I could have been here and contributed.
Was that a tough conversation when they told you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to go. And I thought I was turning the corner, about to be ready to go. And then that happened.
It looks like the line is tons of free agents between you and Justin and Fluke and Greco. I mean, is it, they're going, how many of us are coming back?
I mean, yeah, we all, like you said, are at that point. You know, there's a lot of newness coming around here, a lot of things changing, so only time will tell how this thing works out.
Did the line get fair treatment, do you think, in the sense that you guys...
I don't know if linemen ever get fair treatment. If things are good, we don't get credit. Things are bad, it's all on us. So I just think that's the nature of the beast, and that's how it goes for us.
What did you make of the Eli situation a few weeks back?
That was sad. You know, being around that guy for the last 3-4 years, it was really tough, I'm sure, for him. I can't even imagine for him, but just for me, from a distance, it looked a really difficult situation. I felt for him, and not something I want to see him go through.
Question, when you hear the new GM, and I apologize, it's a repeat because I'm coming late. You hear the new GM talk about offensive line, and he mentions that, targets that, and says that's something that's got to be fixed. As an offensive lineman who's in free agency now, how do you kind of get your hands around that?
Well, it's exciting because, you know, that's where it starts, is up front. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of newness, a lot of things that are going to change, and, you know, I want to be a Giant. It's a place that I've loved being, and guys I've loved being around. But like I said, there's a lot of newness, a lot of change. So only time will tell how this works out.
And coaching-wise, obviously, that's another situation that you have no idea what's going to happen. Maybe somebody stays, maybe somebody goes. If the new coaching philosophy is more of a power run game, offensive linemen love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like I said, it's exciting when the guys up top understand that that's where it starts. And you know, to see him put emphasis on that is exciting. And hopefully they get this thing fixed, and the Giants will never have to go through something like this again.
Final question. As the center, the captain of the line, basically, as the center, because you're the guy making the calls, how hard is it to have a lot of change in an offensive line in just one season and then make it right in 18?
Well, I don't know about making it right. That's not, you know, really my job to make all those personnel decisions. But anytime you've got changes like that, I think it makes it difficult. But, you know, as a unit, we understand that that's a possibility. You know, with 5 guys, there's, you know, some obvious times where you may have to change some things. That's something we just have to deal with. But, you know, I don't think you could have ever written up any of these types of changes team-wide. It wasn't just, you know, position. It wasn't just offensive line. There were so many personnel changes and injuries and things that went on. It was just you couldn't have written that up.